Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for beginning your day with me today. And as we move forward into this wonderful month of March, let's do so as a celebration of life in action. You see, the great understanding of the age is that at any time we can spring into a new awareness. Well, let's spring into spring in the month of March and know that we are moving forward from God, through God, to God. As we move into this month, I would like to begin the month with the idea that we have a river of life flowing through us as us. A river of love, a river of health, a river of prosperity, a river of success, intelligence. Why? Because the universe made us out of itself, and the intelligence of the universe is everything that we are. The poet said, "There is a river. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High." The great teachers have taught us that this wonderful place of the Most High is within us, as us. The river of life means the flow of infinite life from itself, through itself, to itself. A power that knows what to do and how to do it, waiting for its highest creation, you and me, to give it direction. What kind of direction are you giving the power that you are in this beautiful day, in this beautiful month, in this beautiful year? In this beautiful now of forever. You see, your soul, my soul, is, as the poet said, like a mountain stream. And a mountain stream, my friends, refreshes everything it touches. The weary traveler finding a mountain stream will refresh himself. The weary, you and me, can refresh ourselves any time we go within and remind ourselves that what we're looking for, we're looking with. That what we turn to, we turn into. Within the universality of you and me and everyone, there is a river of life, a river of intelligence. It is the source of divine mind, and it's everything we are. This flow of creative life is from an invisible center flowing outward from you to your world. We who study metaphysics and embody the lessons, moving from just knowing about it to knowing as it knows, are people who realize that every person is already an inlet and may become an outlet through what? The river of life, the ocean of life. It is everywhere at once. It is everything we are. It always has been. It always will be. And we can discover this truth about ourselves by first of all knowing it's there and then allowing ourselves to unfold as success in action, knowing that everything we do becomes successful. Success does not care what we do with it. So today, allow yourself to discover that you are the flowing truth of infinite intelligence in your life, as your life, in your world, as your experience. Know that your individual stream is moving from the original source, which is pure spirit, to the demonstration of itself as the visible. Your world, my friends, is thick thought, your thick thought. So today, as you begin your day, allow yourself to make up your mind right now to increase your awareness, the awareness of the river of life, the ocean of life flowing through you as you come alive to this understanding. What happens is you begin to realize that it has been and is alive in you now. It is every desire you have in your heart and mind, and it is also the fulfillment of that desire. Don't be afraid of desire. It's just the divine urge. I've shared with you before that I have friends who say, "Oh, no, we got to get rid of our desire." And I point out to them, that's a desire. Don't be afraid of desire, the divine urge within you to know more, to do more, to give more, to receive more, is the evolution from the self that we thought we were to the self that we can think and embody as a greater idea of self. Out of this understanding flows the essence of pure spirit. Pure spirit through what? Pure spirit through the manifestation of consciousness, unfolding as your mind, unfolding as your body. Today, choose to be mentally and physically refreshed in every way. Choose to let go and let the beautiful in you as you embrace every cell of your body, every aspect of your being, every moment of your day, everything that you do and say. This is the guidance of divine intelligence. Not that something outside of you is guiding you. It's that you are expanding your understanding of the truth of yourself. And as you expand into that understanding and become this greater understanding that's possible for everyone in action, what happens is the expansion itself begins to become aware of more and more of possibility in the area of thinking. Then the thinking becomes law. The law then demonstrates as event. Remember, your thought is the form that mind takes, and your world is the form that thought takes. Start with the original source. There's one life, it's God, it is your life. There's one life, it's infinite intelligence, and it is everything you are. This perfection is a celebration of itself when we let go and let it be. As perfection of pure spirit, when we let go and let it flow through every atom, every cell, every aspect of us, every tissue of our physical body, every moment of our day, we instantly begin to realize that we are revitalizing ourselves by way of thought. We are energizing and re-energizing and re-energizing with the perfect life by recognizing it is everything we are and then thinking as the recognition thinks. This, my friends, is a river of mental and physical healing. It's a river of success and prosperity. It's a river of joy and celebration. This is where your good comes from, not outside of you. The source is within you. What you're looking for, you're looking with. It was Professor William James, probably the greatest psychologist we've ever known. And we in New Thought, in Unity, Divine Science, Religious Science, celebrate the work of William James. I had the privilege of being in the home of his brother Henry in England. William James said this, "We need only in cold blood act as if the thing in question were real, and it will infallibly end by growing into such a connection with our life that it will become real. It will become so knit with habit and emotion that our interest in it will be those which characterize belief." Ah. Now, Jesus said 2,000 years ago, "It is done unto you as you believe. It is done unto me as I believe. It's done unto the Buddhists as they believe, the Baptists as they believe, the Catholic, the Jew, the Hindu, Islam. It's done unto everyone as we believe." Why? Because this law of the universe is with everyone, and wherever your thinking goes, your world follows. Always. So how do we apply this principle that William James is talking about to the river of life flowing through us as us? Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 302 of the Science of Mind textbook, "Know that no matter what others may say, think, or do, you are a success now, and nothing can hinder you from accomplishing your good. All the power of the universe is with you. Feel it, know it, and then act as though it were true." Now, if Emerson was right, and we are what we think about all day long, and we think about what we think about, then we find ourselves in charge of ourselves and not living a life that is only waiting to see what the world's going to do to him or her or you or me. Our challenge is to direct ourselves. What's the old statement? Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. The awakening of truth within the self is the realization that we can be born again into a new understanding of ourself, a new awareness of the truth of ourselves. This allows us to do what? To become aware that we have the possibility to vision our life in a new way and then think as the vision thinks. Today, if you allow yourself to become one with the vision of your desire in action, allow yourself to be definite. Don't outline. Know that your concept of greater good is the starting point of even greater good than you can even imagine now. Know that as you set a goal in life, that if you understand not just the goal, but your purpose for achieving it, then the challenge becomes to allow yourself to become one with that purpose and think as that purpose thinks, expect as it expects, give as it gives, receive as the purpose receives. Don't wait till the goal shows up in fullness to feel better so it will show up. This is what my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, is all about. How to become the purpose of your greater good in action in the now before the world ever sees it. So set a goal, identify yourself with success in everything you undertake, allow yourself to give yourself permission to be sure of yourself as you move forward. Feel good about yourself. If you can conceive it, you can achieve it. And as you do, knowing that the infinite intelligence of this universe is your partner in this adventure of living, that it is everything you are and it is ready to apply its entire self to your next idea. If that is true, and I believe it is, then you should and I should and everyone should pay attention to what we're thinking about, because the universe is going to give us the equivalent of it as experience. Mental equivalence. Mental equivalence is an important thing to understand as you move forward, discovering more about yourself. If you want to accomplish more, see yourself as the accomplishment in action. All the good, all the seed you have planted will grow the crop that is within the seed, the tree that's in the seed before the seed is in the ground. Now, today, make a choice. Just make up your mind. You can say to yourself, I right now remove every barrier I've ever put in the way of my greater good. It is over. I am free. Now, you cannot fail when you know this truth. You cannot fail when you remove the barriers. Barriers that I'm sure are evident to you if you just allow yourself to think about yourself intelligently and let your intelligence observe. You hear me? Observe yourself. I always teach my students first to observe themselves and then take it to another level and observe yourself observing yourself. Don't let yourself, you know, if it hurts, say ouch, but you don't have to go back and hurt yourself over and over again just to prove it hurts. You cannot fail when you know the truth of yourself. All spiritual mind treatment, positive prayer accepted, works every time for everyone.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. I want to let you know about a class we have coming up in March. The amazingly talented Reverend Christy Hardwick will facilitate a four-week book study based on the newly released Full Body Presence by Suzanne Scurlock Durana. Many teachers stress the importance of living in the present moment, but few give the actual practices to make it attainable. This class will teach you how to return to the perfect navigational system of the body and more fully inhabit each moment. The first 2 weeks will feature special guest Jane Harper, a Half Moon Bay yoga instructor who specializes in Ananda Yoga. To learn more about Reverend Christie's brilliant work, visit her at www.spiritedcontribution.com. I hope you'll plan to join us every Wednesday evening in March from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Tuition is $10 per class or $35 for the entire series. If you are visiting us for the first time, mention KEST at the door to gain free admission to your first class. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Now, this leads us to faith. Some people worry, some people are in doubt, some people fear. That, my friends, again, and I've talked about this before on the program, all of that is negative faith. It's faith that everything's going to go wrong. What you want to do is shift to faith in the positive. There is an answer. If you have a recession-proof mind, then no matter what the world is going through, no matter how the world is acting or reacting, you are letting go and letting yourself honor your belief. You're turning your belief into faith, and you are letting go in complete faith, knowing that you are, by doing this, bringing into expression fulfillment. Fulfillment of what? Your highest desire. I now let my ideal become my ideas. Now, all of a sudden, you find your prayers answered. You find your affirmation fulfilling itself as experience. In terms of what? In terms of your inner conviction. Now, people who do this are not hampered. They're not hampered by any adverse condition of any sort. Why? Because these are people who firmly hold to a positive and constructive idea of self and enjoy only harmonious experiences. If you find yourself out of whack with any person, place, or thing, then all you have to do is let go and recognize you can't do anything about them, but you can do everything about you. Do it. Do it and be it. Understand that the harmonious experience that everyone desires is possible within the self. I let what everybody else is doing, saying, being, and giving multiply and return to them. Today, I pay attention to what I want to multiply and return to me. I know today that my word possesses the creative power, and every day of my life is my opportunity to widen my vision, to celebrate a greater sense of self-expression and abundant living, and I choose to do it beginning now. So I'm going to ask you this morning, what are you choosing to do beginning now? I love the poet Samuel Rogers. Listen to these words. The very law which holds and molds a tear and bids it trickle from its source. The law preserves the earth a sphere and guides the planet in their course. Ah. Now, there is an intelligence in this universe that is mathematically correct. And, my friends, there's an intelligence within you that's mathematically correct. If you don't like the answers you're receiving, if you change the equation, you're going to get a different answer. And if the difference is something you know needs to be improvement in the outer, then improve in the inner. This is that flowing stream we talked about at the beginning of the program. Because this stream of life within you becomes anything you let it become. Dr. Ernest Holmes in the Science of Mind textbook on page 605 says there is no limit to the law, but there appears to be a limit to human understanding of it. The thing that makes us sick is the thing which heals us. We need not look for a law of sickness and a law of health. There is only one law. Now, if there is only one law, and it's moving through you as you, then you need to understand that it will do anything you let it do. Remember, we are told to let go and let God, not make God, beseech God, or beg God. To let go and let God. You do this by becoming still. And as you become still, which means to quiet the reaction to the world, and as you do this, you become receptive to a good greater than anything you've ever allowed yourself to understand before. And by doing this, you recognize in that moment that there is nothing in you or in your mind or in the mind of anyone else that can keep your good from fulfilling itself. There's nothing within you that's denying your acceptance of a good word, a good understanding, a good acceptance. You see, fulfillment is your heritage because, you see, the good you're affirming is good enough to be true as you is fulfilling its purpose. There we go again, the power of positive purpose. It's not only a wonderful idea, it's also a great book and everyone should have it. Now, today, allow yourself to know that when you say I am, the words that follow are going to move through law and become your body, your bank account, your relationship, your work, your career, your creativity, your talent. As you understand this, become one with the affirmative. Whether you call it prayer or spiritual mind treatment, doesn't matter. The understanding of it is dynamic. It is evolving. It is the evolution of an involution. The involution is the awareness. The evolution is what the awareness does through law. Your good comes to you how? It comes to you without hesitation. It comes to you, why? Because there is within you, which calls it forth, a power that draws on the limitless source of abundance and fulfills itself as your life, as my life, as everyone's life. It was P.D. Ospinski who pointed out, ignorance of the law does not justify its violation. Now, if you are filled with enthusiasm and you release every thought of unhappiness and loneliness and dis-ease and allow yourself to replace those thoughts you're releasing with the beautiful begins to unfold. The universe holds nothing against you. There's nothing in this universe that wants you to be unhappy. There is nothing in this universe that wants you to be afraid or lonely or confused or in doubt or depressed or anything else. Affirm today, the universe holds nothing against me, and I rejoice that I am surrounded by its peace and love within me, as me, and all around me. You see, the great joy of life flows into your experience, my friends, right now. It's flowing all the time. It becomes what you let it become. So, infallible right action in your life as your life does something wonderful. It protects you. It guides you. It is infinite love, and it is around you. It is yours, and it is everyone, everywhere, right where they are. That's great. Whether they know it or not, that's beside the point. Whether you know it or not, that's what is important. Psalm 75:1 points out, unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. What a great idea. My friends, Religious science, science of mind, unity, divine science, the metaphysical principle, the principle that was shared so beautifully by Emma Curtis Hopkins, Phineas Quimby, our good friends in Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy, the realization that there is a power in this universe that acts according to our belief. This is the realization of the science of mind. This is the celebration that this flow of life from itself, through itself, to itself, that God loves the world by means of you and me. This is a great awakening, and it's worth understanding and studying. I have been studying this for 47 years. I have been teaching it in Fremont for 35 years. We have some of the finest New Thought teachers in the world right here in Fremont. You should come and check us out and find out what we're doing here, because it's wonderful. What if you today could move forward and affirm, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.